Exercise 3, page 98.
Good morning, listeners. I'm Simon Shadwell, and welcome to this week's edition of Business. We just love hearing about people who have come up with innovative ideas that they turn into a successful business. So today in the studio, I have with me Alice Gibson, a businesswoman in her 20s. Now, Alice not only used her imagination to make a good profit, but is also making a difference by helping children with autism. Hello, Alice. Alice, how did this all start?
Hi, Simon. Well, I did a degree in art and design, and our teachers always encouraged us to find something that hadn't been done before and do it. They taught us the process of coming up with a new idea, of doing research on it, and most importantly of all, how to go about applying the things we learned. All that really gave me the confidence to believe I could succeed.
So you decided to start a business of your own?
Well, yes, but not immediately. For about a year after leaving university, I simply painted, and I believe created some of my best work. Anyway, I tried selling the paintings to some local art galleries, but without too much luck. I sold one or two, but I wasn't making enough to live on. That's when I decided to try something a bit different.
Okay, tell us all about it, Alice.
Well, I had always enjoyed fabric design at university, so I decided to try printing my own designs on beautiful fabrics, like silk, and then making them into bags. Of course, I have to mention here that I couldn't have got started so easily without the amazing encouragement and involvement of others. Two friends from my university course gave me a hand making the bags, and they are now my business partners. Then my uncle helped us design our website and blog. One of my old art teachers advised us where to find good quality fabric at a low price, and so on. I'm really grateful to them all.
You mentioned that you set up a blog too.
Yes, that's right. We blogged about the way we made the bags and posted photos of the process and of our designs. We also set up a Facebook page linked to our website and paid for Facebook advertising and even set up a Twitter account. We did everything we could to get our name out there and attract customers. At first, just family and friends were buying our bags. But then I was astounded by how things just seemed to take off. Sales jumped from just a few a week to more than 100 in just a few months. We had been warned that we might have to be very patient before seeing results, and we were told more than once that most new businesses fail. We were really amazed.
And then what happened after that?
Well, before long, a well-known chain store offered to stock our bags. We agreed, and before we knew it, our creations were hanging on the racks of several shops. At first, it all seemed really strange, and I wasn't sure if we had made the right decision. It felt almost like we had lost control and handed over the business to someone else. But I soon relaxed when I saw how much our sales rocketed. At that point, we started to employ more people, and the rest, as they say, is history.
But your company is not all about making money, is it? Don't some of your profits go towards funding a good cause?
Yes. 10% of the money we make from our sales goes towards research to help find a cure for autism. It's an issue I feel really strongly about because my nephew is autistic, and I've seen the effect it's had on the family. I feel very fortunate that my business has been so successful. So it's a pleasure to be able to help in something worthwhile like that.
That's great, Alice. And finally, what are your plans for the future?
To tell you the truth, I'm still trying to get used to all the changes that have happened in my life during the past couple of years. It has all been a bit overwhelming, I guess. So I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it, and then continue working on our new designs for next season.
Well, thank you for sharing your success story with us. I hope it continues to go well, Alice.
Thank you very much.